Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
But it's coming, by gum, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze. Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over, all over the meadow and the hill.
Welcome to your first weekend in June. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kenny.
June is busting out all over.
The feeling is getting so intense.
And in honor of the season, here on Weekend Showcase, we're going to listen to songs and scenes from musical theater all about spring. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
At Reading's Riverfront Playhouse, the play Love, Loss, and What I Wore by Nora Ephron. It's made up of monologues using a rotating cast of five women, and it touches on such subjects as fashion and female relationships. This concoction of comedy and cutting commentary starts at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. Sunday matinee curtain time is 2 o'clock. The June exhibit at the Orland Arts Center, Stars and Cars, Glamour, Movie Star Style, showcases the work of Dennis Ashbery. See his paintings of sleek racing cars and glamorous stars of Hollywood's golden age. You can meet the artist at a reception happening right now and lasting till 7 at the Orland Arts Center. Tonight in Chico's downtown plaza, experience some family-friendly dance rock courtesy of the Alice Peak Experience. Your fun begins at the Friday night concert's new start time, 6 o'clock. Chico Theater Company premieres its latest production, The Drowsy Chaperone. This comedy within a musical centers on an obsessed theater fan whose favorite Broadway show magically comes to life, filled with wacky characters and non-stop hijinks. Showtime is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. 1078 Gallery displays the work of Boz Schur in the art show Escape Routes, Life Doesn't Frighten Me. See these large-scale mixed-media landscapes and meet the artist at a reception tonight at 1078 Gallery from 6 to 8 o'clock. Paradise's Theater on the Ridge opens its comedy Rapture, Blister, Burn. This unflinching look at gender politics in the 20th century plays at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. In Yuba City, the Acting Company stages a comedy set in the swinging 1960s, Boeing, Boeing. A bachelor juggles three strong-willed, sexy stewardesses until his luck finally runs out. Your farcical flight boards tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The young performers of the Acting Company's Magic Theater present The Sousification of Romeo and Juliet, a whimsical reinvention of Shakespeare's tragic love story. Two chances tomorrow to see the show in Yuba City, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. In the words of Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, I like nonsense. It wakes up the brain cells.
Today, here on Weekend Showcase, we're listening to scenes and songs from musical theater all about springtime. Let's start with a song about this month that we've just started. This is from a classic of musical theater by Rodgers and Hammerstein, Carousel. This is set in a New England community, and the people here waded through some long months of blustery cold and rather depressing weather. The sun has come out none too soon.
March went out like a lion, whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along come pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer never come.
But it's coming, by gum, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over, all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside the mill.
June is busting out all over.
Jeepers, out of all the morning glories on the pits, because it's June.
June, 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 just because it's June, June, June.
Fresh and alive and gay and young, June is a love song, sweetly.
Busting out with sap.
Love has found my brother Junior,
and my sister's even Lunia,
and my mom's getting kittenish with pap.
June is busting out all over.
To ladies, the men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because the captains hanker for a comfort they can only get in port.
Because it's true.
June is busting out all over the California North State. That song was from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Carousel. I have to say that that song has a rather Dionysian tone. The feeling of all that energy of nature bursting out and drawing animals and their mates together and humans and their mates together. The naughty thoughts of spring probably started in May, as outlined by Queen Guinevere in this song from Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. She's going to be singing about the lusty month of May. Queen Guinevere is played by the one and only Julie Andrews.
Tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May, that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray. Tra-la, it's here, that shocking time of year, when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear. It's May, it's May, that gorgeous holiday, when every maiden prays that her lad will be a cad. It's mad, it's gay, a libelous display, those dreary vows that everyone takes, everyone breaks, everyone makes divine mistakes. The lusty month of May, whence this fragrance wafting through the air? What sweet feelings does its scent transmute? Whence this perfume floating everywhere? Don't you know it's that dear forbidden fruit? Tra-la-la-la-la, that dear forbidden fruit. Tra-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la. Tra-la. 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 Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. It's May, the lusty month of May, that darling month when everyone throws self-control away. It's time to do a wretched thing or two, and try to make each precious day one you'll always rue. It's May, it's May, the month of yes, you may, the time for every frivolous whim, proper or im. It's wild, it's gay, a blot in every way. The birds and bees with all of their vast amorous past gaze at the human race aghast. Lusty month of May,
that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray.
The month of May, the
shocking time of year,
when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear.
It's May, it's May, May, month of greatest May,
when all the world is brimming with fun, wholesome or un. It's May, it's gay, alive and us display, those dreary moments when everyone takes.
Of course, the first full month in spring is the month immediately preceding May. And what better place to spend the season of love, spring, than the city of love, Paris? April in Paris was written for a Broadway show in 1931. Since then, it's become a staple of the Great American Songbook, and it's been sung by many great performers, including this guy, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
Charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April. Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the tree. April. this is a feeling. That no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring. I never met it face to face. And missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done?
And now here's another song about spring, set in Paris. And this one has a rather different tone. It's from a show which is not very well known, called Dear World. The composer-lyricist is Jerry Herman, responsible for such hit shows as Hello Dolly, Mame, and La Cage aux Folles. This show is based on a French comedy fantasy play called The Mad Woman of Chaillot. The title character, the Mad Woman of Chaillot, is an eccentric type who is the leader of a ragtag group of bohemian Parisians who find themselves head-to-head with a villainous group of corporate types. These industrialists who sing this song have a plan. They're going to drill for oil in the middle of Paris. They dream of a time, a spring, a year from now, when they've made lots and lots of money from oil, although they've destroyed Paris.
There will be a sweet taste in the air, from industrial waste in the air, and your eyelids will smart from the sting of the smog in the spring of next year. There will be a black slick on the Seine, and the sludge will be thick on the Seine, and your eardrums will thrill to the ring of the axe in the spring of next year.
Are the apple trees blooming as they're crushed into pulp?
There'll be smokestacks consuming each available gulp.
That's inhalable, but the moment most thrilling begins when the new magic drink begins. It's a song that old Paris will sing in the bountiful spring of next year.
You're listening to Weekend Showcase, and today we're listening to songs from musical theater all about this wonderful season, springtime. This next show has the word spring in the title, and in fact this show is currently in a revival production on Broadway. That production is nominated for a Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical. It's an interesting revival in which more than half the cast are hearing impaired and sign language is worked into the whole show. The show is Spring Awakening. It's set in the early 20th century in an ultra-religious, very conservative community. The main characters are teenagers, and their elders haven't taught them anything about their bodies or their rising sexual feelings, but they're discovering those things on their own, and they're scary, but wonderful.
Haven't you heard the word of your body? Don't feel a thing you wish. Grasping at pearls with my fingertips. Holding her hand like some little haven't you heard the word of my wanting? Oh, I'm gonna be wounded. Oh, I'm gonna be your wound. Oh, I'm gonna bruise you.
That was from the musical Spring Awakening. You can see a scene from Spring Awakening in its current Broadway revival production on the Tony Award broadcast later this month. The feeling of spring fever is a feeling of agitation and a longing for something that you don't have yet. And the character we're about to hear from has that feeling, even though for her it's not yet spring. The character is Margie, from the Rodgers and Hammerstein show State Fair. And Margie is played by Andrea McArdle, who a few years earlier played the title character in the musical Annie.
I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things. mother says. I sit around and mope, pretending I am wonderful and knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We wish you a happy spring. And we'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.